Yeah, you are now tuned in to the real Sean Ross Talk Show and Jam Session with Sean MacDaddy Ross. And yours truly, DJ Sir J Boogie. Let's go!
Sean Ross. Sean Ross. Sean Ross to no limit.
And you tuned in.
Sean Ross.
And you tuned in.
Mean team in the building.
Central State and Omega Sci-Fi stand up.
Hey, welcome to the real live Sean Ross Talk Show live session with DJ Sir J Boogie and Aikisha Baker, and the whole team will be in the building now. All right, y'all. How y'all doing? It feels good to be in the building. But one thing I must do to stay us live, keep us on the air, we're going to do it like this, y'all.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of E-Water Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of E-Water Radio, KEWR, DB, or its affiliates.
Hey, welcome back to the Real Live Sean Talk Show and Jam Session. Hey, y'all, we live at Zola's Place, y'all. On the air, and you know people, they full of their sauce, y'all. So I can't, just rock with me a little bit, y'all. Live audience. And also, I want to take this time, I got my big brother in the building, Mr. Rod Casson. How you doing, Big Rod?
I'm good, bro. How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm blessed and favored. We live in Cincinnati, Ohio at this brand new bar called Zola.
Well, it sounds like it's live.
And I'm oh yeah, they live. They on 10. It's about 100 people in here.
Hey.
And they live. They round up, man. This is the kickoff of the new city. Getting ready for the 2020 kickoff, man. But can you let everybody know where you're calling in from?
I'm in H-Town. I am in Houston, Texas.
All right. So what's going on in Houston, Texas, good brother?
Man, everything, man. The weather's changing and stuff, and, you know, and everybody's kind of putting on a jacket here and there, but it's still just good enough for you to get out and sit on the patio, you know? Nice little spots in town. Sambuca's downtown, you know, Phil and Derrick's, and, you know, I mean, it's a couple nice spots down here.
All right. Well, it's cold up here, brother. Well, for the American people, can you let everybody know what you do? I mean, you've been traveling around the country employing people. Can you give us a bullet point on what you're doing and how you do it, sir?
Man, I'm a senior recruiter, so I recruit talent from all around the country in various forms. And it can be from transportation to science, to retail, I mean, oil and gas. I mean, so I look for really good talent, you know. And I see how, you know, how I can make it work. And that's from Los Angeles to New York and Cincinnati to New Orleans and everything in between. In fact, it's funny that we're having this conversation. I got something I'm working on now that I'll call back in on next week to let your listeners know if they're looking for, you know, some extra work or something they can do from their house, then I may have an opportunity for them. But I'll call you back next week with that information.
Man, that would be great, because we're going into 2020. We want to employ a lot of us that definitely need it, you know? I mean,
right.
Sometimes, you know, we come to the place where it's just hard for people to get work, how to get jobs, et cetera. And especially
right
now, as I look at the bar, people be so packed in the bar, like it look like they don't have to work for doing tomorrow, but I don't know how they do it. They still got money to come in and get lifted. So, hey, we thank you, highly blessed and favored. They didn't come in and get a drink or two at Zola's place. That's right. I'm going to have Zola in the building in a hot second. Hey, I also have my daughter checking in. She's checking in full live and blast. I want her to say hello to America and get on in. Who is this other young lady on the one?
Hello, America.
All right. So you got your Uncle Rod is on the phone. I want you to know. All right. Tell everybody
hey, baby,
who
girl.
You are, ma'am.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
All right. Go ahead and say who you are, ma'am, and what you do, and what is your major, all that good stuff. Let your uncle know what's going on with you.
Okay. So my name's Kiana. And I am currently in school for communication. My goal right now is to get my degree and get my clothing line up and running, which is something I'm working on right now. One more time.
All right. You're saying it. I don't know what's going on here. Oh, snap. I have a little issue. Can we? Oh, my God. All right. Keep going.
Oh. But those are my two majors right now, getting my degree
okay.
and then working on my clothing line. The goal is to not work a 9-to-5 ever again in my life.
Okay. All right. All right, come on, Kim. Get on over here. I got another person in the building who's representing Zola's place. He is in the building, y'all. I'm giving everybody time to get in here. We're going to have some fun. All right, coming to you live also. Now, let me do a roll call. Roll call. Hot Rod, where are you calling from, Hot Rod?
H-Town.
H-Town. Where are you coming from, Kiana?
California, honey. West Coast.
California. All right, I'm bringing Keith to the building. Keith, what's going on, Keith?
What's up? This is one of your best bartenders running around in Natty, a.k.a. the Ballhead. Can't say it online. A.K.A. Keith, your bartender, A.K.A. Mr. Everything is Zola's Bar and Grill, A.K.A. Zola's Place. Yeah, I said Zola's Bar and Grill because if you look it up on Facebook, that's what you're going to have to find. So if you want one of the best Long Islands, one of the strongest drinks you ain't never had, you come holler at your mans, all right?
All right, y'all heard it live and direct. Keith is in the building. Man, we're going to bring you back, Keith. We're going to ask you some questions about Zola's Place.
Okay.
What do they do at Zola's Place? I'm trying to figure it out. They say I'm an owner. I'm owner of Zola's. That's right. Yeah, I'm part of it. So you know Hot Rod, we're gonna make it do what it do. Oh, I got another person checking in. We're going hot tonight. I thought I was gonna give a commercial break, but my sister is supposed to chime in and run and I'm gonna let Kiana, but we got Mr. Reggie Simmons in the building. How you doing, Hot Rod? Bottom line?
What's going on, man? Top of the night.
You can join me. Top of the night, I am so glad you came in because we don't politic tonight, y'all. I'm just glad that everybody's on the phone. All right, so hey, where are you calling? We was doing a roll call. Where are you calling from, Reg?
Where? Richmond, California, Bay Area.
Richmond, California. All right, the real Richmond. Okay, that's what's going on. Okay, so going back, I heard from Reg. We heard from Hot Rod. I mean, you know, he hires people, go around the country and hires folks. We have Kiana on the phone, and when she's a student, what's your major, Kiana?
Communication
is her major. Okay, and Reg, so your turn, Reg. Can you tell everybody in America across the country what you do and how you do what you do?
Well, I do film and I do technology. Right now I'm working on some artificial intelligence, streetwise artificial intelligence technology. And I got a couple film projects going on.
Okay. And also I just have one of my commentators. She is definitely in the building, a.k.a. Little Glow, Dr. Angela Marie Shuttlesworth, Believe Grow. I'll call it Believe Grow. She is definitely in the building. How are you doing, Dr. Shuttlesworth?
All is well. How are you, Mr. Rome?
All right. Blessed and highly favored. Can you please tell America what you do and how you do what you do when you're doing what you do?
Sure. I work with organizations on preventing and healing toxic work environments, so making sure that we're able to establish safe spaces where all of their employees are able to thrive and leaders and staff can live their best lives and truly thrive. And I also want to hear more about Mr. Reggie Reg's movie project that he mentioned, and particularly the AI project as well, as innovation is a big part about our workplaces being able to thrive.
Okay, well, bottom line, you're up.
Okay, well.
So, Reggie Reg.
Yep, yep. And who am I? Who do I have? I'm sorry.
That's Dr. A.K.A. Little Glow. We call it Little Glow. Dr.
Little
Glow.
Okay. It's a pleasure. First of all, it is a pleasure.
And bottom line, just so you know, she's definitely going to be on one of the reality shows, Deep at the West Palm Beach. You can touch on that, too. So go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to start with the technology first because technology is hot. And what I have done, me and my team, we created a whole industry within the AI technology field, and it's the street smart, streetwise artificial intelligence, and we are nearing the point to where most of the voice assisted, most of the smart speakers, most of the smart devices will be able to understand our urban hip hop dialogue, slang, and speech patterns. So. You will be able to just speak normally. A lot of people, you know, in hip-hop, a lot of people in the urban communities, they don't just say, turn on the lights. You know, they say, hit the lights, you know, or they might say, tap in with me, call. So now those smart devices will be able to understand, recognize, and reply to those requests by individuals in the, you know, urban communities and hip-hop genre. And
that's
the
awesome.
Artificial
have you,
intelligence.
Been in partnership and looking at talking to Google Translate? Like, people were fighting against Ebonics being declared a dialogue or a dialect, but there's definitely benefits for it because you think about the difference between, you know, French versus Creole versus Patois versus, you know, all of these different things like that. So have you been thinking about how Google Translate will be able to use your software?
Well, you know, the fight was utilizing it within the schools and educational realms. But on the streets and general communication by street individuals or just individuals generally in the urban and hip-hop community, that's just a natural language, a natural form of communication. So whenever you're dealing with computers or technology or digital platforms, you want people to be able to interact in their natural language. So, yes, you're right. They did have, you know, sent a big hoopla about Ebonics, but that was more as far as education and keeping our youth and kids speaking proper English, as they would say. But when it comes to communicating, a lot of people, when they're in the comforts of their own home, they speak as they choose, and that's where we fit in. And our whole market plan is to increase the market share of Google, Siri, Lexus by implementing our technology. And yes, we are in the process. We're not in the process, but we are in communications with Google, Amazon, and a couple other entities about utilizing our technology. Our technology is called the SAIT, S-A-I-T for Streetwise Artificial Intelligence Technology. To answer your question.
Awesome. Have you been going to any of like the VR virtual reality expos and things like that? Because I know Miami is in creation of their Magic City, and they are always looking, particularly for people of color that are in the AI and virtual reality space.
I'm glad you said, because I just this weekend I was at a studio. I did a deal with a VR company, Mind VR, and we're going to do a line of streetwise VR and AR episodes. And I was at the studio. I don't know.
And I'm using abbreviations, and I know that's something you never do on radio.
AR,
there we go. Thank you.
Virtual reality. VR is virtual reality, and AR is augmented reality. So they're still the same, but you immerse an individual, you immerse a user within AR. So when you say AR, augmented reality, they put on the glasses, kind of like changing the reality that they have, and it's actually immersing them within a setting. Where VR is sort of like reality. You can play games with it. You can look around. You can do 2D, 3D, 360, and a host of other processes, production processes.
Awesome. And
Go ahead. And I'm always open to network, you know, across the country, across the globe. So we definitely, you know, send off air. We can, you know, send exchange information. You can get my information from Sean. And I'm always open, especially when it comes to, you know, the African American community and the African American end user of technology.
Awesome. And Sean, if it's okay, go ahead, Sean. Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead. No, you missed Hot Rod. And DJ Sir J Boogie has just tapped in. Welcome back to the show, DJ Sir J Boogie. He called me from a number I wasn't familiar with, but we got it back. DJ Sir J Boogie is definitely in the building, y'all, ladies and gentlemen.
What's up, y'all?
Whoop whoop.
What's up, sis?
J Boogie, what's up with it, man?
What's up, Reg? What's happening, man?
And we also have... We have a student on the phone, and since everybody's a doctor and an educator, we want Kiana to go ahead and state her major again. So I want everybody on here because we want to be very supportive. She is definitely part of this family moving forward. Kiana, what's your major?
My major is communication.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
All right. So you know, everybody on there has a sense of some gold nuggets that we can share with you. So let me ask you this one question. At your university, I mean, how's your core curriculum going?
It's going really good. Right now I have all A's. So it's going really good. Really, really good.
Awesome.
I'm trying to
where are you in school at?
Yeah, what school are you
so,
at?
Right now I'm at community college. It's called Chafee. It's in Rancho. And then I just applied to Long Beach State College. So
mm-hmm.
I'm waiting for my acceptance letter that comes in March.
Okay.
So congrats in advance.
Congratulations.
Yes, so
we just
thank
missed
you.
This. And we're going to continue to work and be your village. We want some substance out of this. We're not just doing it for the fame of it. We want to use this platform to be an essence of a village to you as you continue to be your goals and objectives in the communication world. So just know that everybody on this line is supportive of you, Kiana, and we'll continue to be supportive. You can use this platform, you know, to showcase your talent and your agenda moving forward. How does that sound?
That sounds amazing.
All right. So you got... Oh, yeah, you got Uncle Reg, Uncle Rod, Uncle J Boogie, Lil Glow, and you know, you got Papa Mac in the building. So, y'all, hey, you know, as we do every week, I want to put this on here. We got to pay the bills. Before we pay the bills, I want to take everybody down and hear these tunes. And you hear these tunes, I want y'all to really reflect because we want to touch on community and we want to touch on family. So I want y'all to think about this, listen to the words of this song, and enjoy. Here we go, y'all. Uh-huh. Welcome to the... Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session with DJ Sir J Boogie, Little Glow, Hot Rod, Kiana, and this is how we do. Hey, and a special shout out to Mama Glow and Mama Linda.
There. The way you held me. Did I have to find this photograph?
I
forgot the past. Now I'm slipping back. Oh, back down memory lane. Feel the happiness. I feel the same. Here am I.
Listen to E-Water Radio, K-E-W-R-D-B.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of E-Water Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of E-Water Radio, K-E-W-R-D-B, or its affiliates.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, what's up, Red?
Welcome back. Welcome back, y'all.
All right,
y'all. I want to thank everybody for being patient. Thank you for the technical difficulty. I do that every week, put my phone on mute when it's such a crowd in here. So I now got the crowd under control at Zola's Place live here in Cincinnati, Ohio. I want everybody just to take a quick second. I know that song is really touching me. That's why I play it every week, so, you know, I mean, we play it every week. So let's start off with that song. Mean, we're gonna do the ladies first. We're gonna start off with Lil Glow. Lil Glow, what does that song mean to you when you hear that? When you go back down memory lane, and I think it's about community and family.
It is your mother having me go through this closet tonight and pull out Christmas ornaments that are, of course, in the furthest part you can go back in the closet, but. It's like it's worth it when you see that black Santa Claus. I don't even believe in Christmas like that. But the ornaments and what they symbolize and the angels. And I remember back in the day with 6692 Plantation Way, with us going out and getting the live trees and the smell and, you know, how they poke your feet in the morning and vacuuming and because they just keep falling from the tree. Like all those little things that got on your nerves, but they were still memories of togetherness, connectedness, and laughter and fun and things that you just can't make up, you know. And of course, you miss those, even though we're so spread out across the world. We try to use technology like this, which is a great way for us to try to stay connected. So that's what came to mind.
Okay, okay. Bottom line, Mr. Reggie Ray, all the people can tell you.
Well, when I hear the song, I think that when I was on the show a couple months ago, I kind of shared with your audience and you that my mother passed away August 30th of this year. So when I hear that song, I kind of, especially during all these holidays that's passing, I always think about, you know what I'm saying, my mom. You know, this is the first time in my life that I've been having to share these holidays or experience each day without my mom since August 30th. So I'm going to leave it at that.
All right. And you know my heart goes out to you. Can you condolence with your time?
Thank you.
Go ahead. Somebody else was about to say something. Chime in.
Well, I'll go ahead if nobody else is going to go. Yeah. I'm reminded of my father who passed, although it was 2010, but just most recently, my line brother who pledged with me, Eli Davis, lost his father, Mr. Cranston Davis, yesterday. So my prayers go out to him and his family, and he was a great man. He was he basically gave Eli that spirit, that revolutionary spirit, you know, involved with the Panthers, things like that. So we lost him yesterday, and I just want to send my condolences to the family.
And I want to send my condolences also and my strength to you.
Likewise,
thank you.
Likewise.
Appreciate that. Same to you. Same with you, bro.
I'm loving Kiana, the baby of the bunch. When you hear that song, what do you think of?
I think about spirituality, family, togetherness, and being connected with your family, just having good memories that you shared with one another, whether they were good or bad. They're still... Even when there's, like, something that's bad that's happened during that time, it's still, you can still find something to be happy about that happened in your past. So that's how I took it. Oh, thank you.
Wow. Okay. 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 Well, man, when I hear that song, I mean, my thing, you know, I just go back to Dottie Ross, Lieutenant Willie Tyus, May Eula, Five Mile Lane, BD One, Papa Mom, Mama Ellen, and it's just, I'm just all messed up. So I'm not gonna keep talking about it because I know I get to the end, and I won't be able to say a word. I won't be able to say a word, America. I won't be able to say a word. Yeah, I'm a true beard. And when we start thinking about going back, we're but I thank God to be able to say that we have memories. You know what I mean? We have memories, and I tell everybody, you know, be blessed. And be thankful that the memories that we love and share for the ones that have went on to a higher calling, to a higher place that, you know, hey, can't nobody take the memories from you. You know, Reg, can't nobody take, you know, times of mom. They can't take that from you. They can't take that time from you. You know, so I want y'all to be encouraged and blessed and stand a good fight, little good, everything when it comes to that. Fair enough.
That part.
Thank you.
That part, I would say. Let's play this commercial, and then we're going to come back and talk about family.
Joyful Expressions Paint and Taste Studio is a fun place to celebrate any occasion. We provide every guest with an apron, easel, canvas, brush, paint, and an instructor to guide you step by step through the creation of your masterpiece. Come on time so that you can pick a good seat and order your drink. Joyful Expressions now has Taco Tuesday, a margarita wine and two tacos with chips and salsa, Thirsty Thursday with wine and snacks, Friday fun night, and Saturday brunch with two wings, a Belgian waffle, and bottomless mimosas. Reserve your seat today at joyfulexpressions.gallery. Prices start at only $24. Joyful Expressions is located at 14800 Southwestern Avenue, number 104 in the city of Gardena. 310-692-6999. That's 310-692-6999. It's your time to shine and get your paint and party on. It's lit. JoyfulExpression.gallery. Also, check out the Facebook page.
You had to poke through it.
Hey, welcome back to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jim. Definitely in the building. So when we go and talk about family, if someone can like, what would be the aspect of first the community? What do you feel in your community? What needs to happen in your community? One, and then the concept of what as a family can do to help within that community.
I need mentorship.
Okay, Jay Boogie, mentorship.
Yeah, most definitely.
Who else?
Reaching back to the youth, because we gotta build that youth. They're the next generation. You know, they next up. So, gotta prepare them.
All right. So in Houston, Texas, in what area of Houston, Texas needs the gentrification that you think from the village that you have established in Houston? If we can keynote one specific part of the community or what part of the city, the hood, zone one, zone two, I don't know how Houston is set up.
We got wards, you know. I mean, of course, you got your neighborhoods and different areas, you know, Acres Homes. You got your fifth ward, third ward. You know, I mean, it's every city is every hood is the same. That's what Ice Cube said. You know, every hood is the same, man. But basically, turning the youth away from this drug culture, because you know we just recently lost a young rapper this week. You know, to an overdose. And it's just the popularization of that whole drug culture is insane. You know, back in the days when we was younger, we would say crack is whack, and you know it wasn't cool to be a fiend. You know, and now it's flipped, and we got it. But that, you know, it's just a lot of hurt souls and misguided and unguided. So got to reach back and you know, really just step up to the plate, man, and be there for them, you know?
All right. Well received. Dr. Shovelsworth, a.k.a. Lil' Glove.
Well, when you first mentioned community, I always think and see my community as my chosen family. And it's the people who you engage with, who help you develop and nurture you to be your best self. But it's also reciprocal, right? So we look at how we can give back, how they can contribute, how we add value. Even in our conversation with our youth, they keep us young, they keep us sharp, they help us remember things that we may have forgotten, they help us see ourselves in the past. And as we had this conversation around like drug culture, as DJ Sir Boogie was saying, it just reminds me of the pain. Like, our youth are really, really struggling right now. And mm-hmm. I think that many times we miss the mark because we're so self-absorbed. And I get it. Everybody's grinding. Everybody got their stuff. And we're just so busy that we're not productive or effective in our own individual lives and or how we show up for each other. So not as much as we can be. I'm not going to discredit the work that's being done, right? So it's
right.
Just always a matter to honor the sacrifices, because trust and believe, I know mostly everybody on this phone is exhausted from trying to show up. So we can't minimize that. And one of the ways that we show up is to be our best and to get rest and eat better and to be an example of what being well looks like in our community. And generally people who quote unquote are vested were the ones who were broke down and tired and just, you know, you know, and so we think about how do we show up in a space of thriving and change that narrative to say those who are actually doing quite well still care about you, and even when it's not a photo op. So there's a lot of layers to that, but great. You're making me think. Good stuff.
All right. Thank you, Dr.
That's it.
That's a little glow. Okay. Bottom line, Reggie, what you got for me?
Well, I agree with everyone's input, and I think within the communities, we need to grab hold to our family members, grab hold to our neighbors, and also pay close attention to our media outlets, because as it was said earlier, there was a rapper who he was on a plane and had drugs and guns, and you know what I'm saying, he was quite wealthy, but I think a lot of the youngsters, the youth, they look up to, you know what I'm saying, rap artists, athletes, actors, and that's what they see, you know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. individuals such as myself and others, we need to put content out there that's more positive,
stimulate healthy eating, stimulate healthy activity, and be frank about it. It ain't cool to be carrying a gun, you know what I'm saying? It ain't cool to do drugs, you know. Back in the day, like somebody said, we used to just say to no drugs, just say no to drugs. We need to have commercials and skits and comedy and rappers that will get out there and tell them to put down the drugs. A lot of these rappers, well, I'm not going to say rap, a lot of these entertainers, from movies, actors, comedians, they display it's cool to pop bottles. Most of the lyrics, most of the content is the hero is the drug dealer. You know what I'm saying? The protagonist is the drug dealer, the killer. You know what I'm saying? It's cool to be a killer, and that's just Hollywood. You know what I'm saying? So we need to put more media out there, from technology to entertainment to music, that's more, you know what I'm saying, tuned with healthy living and highlighting the true kings and queens that are being born every day, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. the teenagers, the young adults. So, you know what I'm saying, that's what I think, you know what I'm saying, needs to be done a little bit more, and I'm working towards that, you know. So I think if every individual take a step that way, I think we can, you know, to save some of our youth and enhance our positive effects of our community and action.
All right, sound like a plan. All right, baby of the bunch, Kiana, talk to us.
I like what everybody had to say. I'm still sitting on that question.
Okay.
I like what everybody was like, huh?
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I just felt like what everybody said is like some of the major things that do need to happen, need to be talked about, and also need to be acted on for sure. I think maybe with like the whole media outlet, I don't know, it's kind of hard to control because, you know that saying like sex sells, I feel like right now the way for everybody, well, not for everybody, but for the younger generation, unfortunately, is the whole, you know, drugs, sex, violence, gangbanging, and all that other stuff going on. So I feel like that's what's selling. So I guess for sure, like, trying to find an outlet that can maybe inspire and influence the younger generation in a different way. I don't know. I'm still sitting on it, but I definitely agree with everybody has to say.
I would say or interject or just add to what I said and what everyone else said, a knowledge of self, you know, if they really understood truly where they come from and what they are part of, their lineage, then, you know, it's sort of like accountability almost, especially if you have any type of self-respect or you know, I'm just saying because it's the ancestors came before us, you know, and so basically they did a lot for us to be able to have these privileges and freedoms.
Yep.
But right now, definitely, you know, if the kid's not educated, they just feel like, well, this is just how it is. I'm born with internet and we're out here and we can, you know, go to a water fountain of our choice, or we can, you know, it's no Jim Crow, none of that kind of stuff. If they even know what Jim Crow is, you know, so if they get the history and the knowledge of self, I think that can help. I'm not going to say mm-hmm. that's the main thing, but I do think that that's missing, and that's vital, you know. So
it's
that's
definitely
just me.
Vital for sure.
Yeah.
Most definitely. If we knew better, we would do better. We would embrace
mm-hmm.
better. We would learn better. We would care better. You know, I believe it was last week or the week before, Jay Boogie, when we were talking about it. I'm not sure if Dr. Shelsdorf was on the phone with Race, but I remember, I think Mama Glow was on the phone, and I think we talked about the aspect of when black people, we rolled with one another a lot better than when there was slavery. We stuck together more, we cared more, we fought together more. We share more. It seemed like that freedom that we have been ascertained to be free, that we have started to, you know, we trying to not, first thing we trying to do is knock each other's block off. I'm like, wow. And only time we gravitate now together, if there's a baby born and somebody dies, we still have to show, like, okay, we care for that kind of stuff. You know, why is that?
Well, I saw an article this week that was talking about integration and how that could have really been something that really ultimately hurt the black community versus helping, because, you know, we were just like, you know, if you got any town you go to, it's just Little Italy, there's Chinatown, there's all these things where in the Jewish communities where they're everything is insulated. And especially if you're talking about economics and the dollar, it goes around 7 or 8 times and within their community before it leaves. And with us, as soon as we get the money, you know, I remember growing up, we had a black, dry cleaners, the black grocery store, this is all in the hood. But, of course, you know, over time it disappeared and in came, and not knocking nobody, but I'm just saying, in came Arabs, in came Koreans, in came whoever. And they basically owned the block. And so it's like that money is not being spent within us that would benefit us ultimately, you know. So, you know, and that's part of the, you know, redlining and all that kind of, it's so much stuff, it's history, man. It's a devised plan, but it's time to upset that plan and really, man, we gotta come together and we need more discussions like this, you know?
Yeah,
and not just discussions, but discussions that lead to action too. Yeah.
And that one. Ooh, the mobilizing people run. You must have worked for Acorn. Let me say this and tell me, and do y'all agree? Integration is the new black genocide for African Americans. Come on, Dr. Bill. Come on. That's your young think tank. Come on, Keanu, talk to me. Come on, Red.
I'm going to say one more thing. With freedom comes responsibility. With freedom comes responsibility. So, you know.
With freedom comes responsibility. Okay.
Anybody?
With freedom comes responsibility. I mean, who can chime in on that? Well, I mean, y'all heard what Jay Boogie said. So, is it safe to say? Let me say it one more time, America.
I want to hear from Baby Sis. I know she got something for us.
Yeah, integration is the new black genocide for African Americans. Had been, will be, and continue to will be, to become a dying breed. Can anybody elaborate on that? Who you want to hear, Jacob? Who you want to hear?
I want to hear from everybody, really, but I know Baby Sis got something. I just like to hear it.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you're so funny. No, but one, I agree. I mean, that's a simple yes. I think that we compromise so much, and it goes back to, you know, like what you talked about, knowledge of self also is a knowledge and acceptance of worthiness. And if you really see how you value yourself, how you show up, you know, you won't easily just give it away so, you know, freely. And I think about even in my business, how my mom is always like, you know, pull back on that. You know, make sure people are demonstrating that they see you as worthy, but I got to see myself as worthy first. And because we didn't see ourselves as worthy as we were, and we wanted, you know, a slice of opportunity, we wanted to think we were expanding, you know, we thought that it was worth the cost. It was worth it, right? And then the other part of it is, like, many people had to correct me because I was angry, right? And those who made that choice, including my grandfather and family members at that time. But it was like, they were like, you didn't understand the conditions we were in. It was what was attached to the promised land, you know. So it's like, yes, in order for you to get quality books, in order for you to get funding, in order for you to get X, Y, and Z, you had to, this is the only path that they saw at that moment. And so we compromised and we gave up a lot of things. And so how do we get back to that space? And a lot of it is our, you know, our individualization, I mean mine, opposed to collaboration and connection and understanding if our dreams are connected, why not work together? Why not have partnerships? Why not be co-founders? And so that's why we exhausted ourselves trying to do everything on our own. And I think that that's also what happened in that integration. We just got into this sea of everybody and we just lost ourselves. And so, and in many ways, we're killing ourselves with a slow death. Mm-hmm. So I absolutely agree.
And I that. And what I think is today's generation, this current time, in real time, younger individuals, they don't understand what integration is. They think it's just normal that they go to school, that they're able to socialize and play and mix with European races or any other race. They think that's just normal. They don't really mm-hmm. realize what happened to gain integration. They don't understand the benefits that they have because of integration and able to go to the bathroom, sit wherever they want to sit on the bus, go to the movies mm-hmm. and do whatever. They just take it for granted, and in taking it for granted, they don't value what they're really doing, because if they value what they're really doing, they won't be killing each other. They won't be mad at each other when they see each other in the mall with bags, your bag bigger than mine, in the bathroom, in the bathroom next to you, but I'm mugging you. You know what I'm saying? They really don't understand what integration meant or what integration is and the value of integration, because by them sitting side by side with the others, they think the others are cool. They don't know subconsciously and subliminally they're getting bombarded with still hate, especially African-American black man. You know what I'm saying? So they don't understand what they're up against, because they think, well, that's not the enemy. You my enemy. You know what I'm saying? And you look like me. You know what I'm saying? So I think it is they really don't know how immigration came about. Integration, immigration, that's an issue in itself too. So yeah. integration came about. They really don't care. They don't care because they don't understand the blood and lives that were lost. So they can drive and go to any store and sit wherever they want and go in and buy jewelry and to stores and use the bathroom. They just don't understand. So I would say it's definitely, you know what I'm saying, killing us off, the genocide, because they're not recognizing what's going on as far as the integration and intermingling.
I'm going to ask you this time and see if, you know, bring part of my other village in and just give her from a perspective, because, you know, she experienced a lot of that part of segregation, desegregation, and even having me miss San Francisco State University. Also, you know, she fought on the side of those students, and I just want to see if we can get some insight, intel, if she'd be so kind to join us. Let's give it up, ladies and gentlemen. Mama Glow, is she in the building?
Hey, Mama Glow.
Yes, hey, how are you? Very, very interesting conversation, because I was thinking the same thing. You know, if it had been separate but equal, we would have been better off. Because when I grew up where we lived in the black neighborhood, everybody knew everybody, and you had your engineers, your doctors, your janitors, your teachers, and we all related to each other, and we all took care of each other. And the negative part is that we didn't have the equal. You know, I grew up when, yes, you couldn't go to either certain bathrooms, you couldn't go in certain restaurants. I remember my father, who, you know, never cursed, and going to a gas station, and we were traveling in the South, and he said, well, my daughter's got to go to the bathroom, and the white man told him, oh, it's round back, and you go back, and it was weed. So he expected us to piss on the ground.
Wow.
And at that point, my father, I never heard him cussed him out, told us to get in the car, and we ain't buying nothing else, and just get on down the road. And it's like those things the younger generation don't quite understand. I think that you all hit up on so many valuable points, because you all are different generations. And the young lady, the youngest lady, from what I understand now, they don't even teach the civil rights movement in the schools. So our young folks, they truly don't understand what it took to get us where we're going. You know, where we've been to get to where we are. And it's like the social media, and one of the most disappointing things that I had, and I'm going to shut up, was watching the Soul Train Awards and the image that it projected, how it was before the creativity. But now you got folks crawling all in the bed, booties all hanging out, and that's what's acceptable. And it's not classy. I mean, everybody has a right to dress the way they want, true. But it was something about that show that was, and I thought it was just me, but I talked to some of my peers in my age range and younger, and they were saying it was the worst show, and this is what represents us. So we have to, set examples, you know, for our youth of what's important.
Yes, ma'am. Well, we thank you, Mama Glow, for your insight always and that wisdom that you have bestowed upon us and your continual teachings of helping us become better individuals as a people as a whole. Now, let's talk about the BET Awards. Who all saw it? Anybody see it? Everybody see it?
Oh, I didn't watch it.
No, I didn't see it.
It was the Soul Train Awards, and I didn't know the used to be they had some old school, but this time it was rappers, and I can't tell you their names. I mean, the guys came out with red tight pants with and laying on the bed, and two or three women rubbing up, and I was like, what? What happened to the class? But at any rate.
Out of control. Well,
but Sean, it also adds to the relevant conversation around Lizzo right now and her wearing thongs to the Lakers game. And everybody is like thinking that the issue is that it's fat shaming or talking about her size. And I'm like, no, I don't care who it is. Even as a woman, that to me doesn't exude confidence. It doesn't put out, like, I love myself and my body, and I, you know. And then I'm like, them feet's nasty. Why you want your backside touching them nasty behind feet?
It's about self-respect, you know.
Exactly.
And, you know, the sad part is that now the Houston Rockets, their dance group or the cheerleaders have invited her to now dance with them because of what happened in L.A. And she's supposed to be at the next game, and I'm just curious to know, you know, what her outfit is going to be. I mean, because it was over the top. You know, with kids, it's a family. That's a family setting. You know, that's not
that's
the strip club or, you know, it's inappropriate. So.
Yes, well, what's the level of inappropriate? It used to be, you know, women fully clothed. And then you just go by years from 60 to 70. Women were clothes all the way to their ankles. From 70 to 80, it went to the chin and to the kneecap. From the 80s to the 90s, it went to the hips. And now in 2020, no clothes. That's a whole nother topic.
It'll be all out.
We may call it next week. You might call it the Undressing of America show episode.
The thing is, man, it's a time and a place for everything. So,
yep, exactly.
and once again, education. Maybe she ain't been taught, you know, hey, don't do that. You're embarrassing. It's not just you represent. You're representing your people. You represent your family, your neighborhood. Anybody that ever tried to interject something into you to make you a better person. Or whatever. I'm just saying, you know, you represent more than yourself. So, you know, maybe she just don't understand it or get it.
I
totally miss it. Who was the young lady who did this? So America can find out when they listen what happened. And can
it's
you,
Lizzo.
Second,
huh?
Truth Hurts.
Lizzo.
She got the song Truth Hurts, Lizzo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Turns out I'm 100% that Lizzo.
Oh, that one.
Aye, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The one that the club go off to.
Yeah.
And you don't have to do that.
Go ahead, Mom.
Yeah, I would just say we don't have to do that. Our women are beautiful. If anybody, you know, if you've been on Facebook or anything, I didn't see the Miss Universe contest, but, you know, if we're Miss America, Miss Universe, Miss Teen, and Miss USA.
Yeah, four
they
titles.
Are all sisters of color.
Yeah,
and
four
they're
titles
beautiful
right now.
And their brownness. So you don't have to let all of it hang out. To represent. She can free to do what she wants, but she doesn't represent what I think is a model for our young girls going up to aspire to.
Well, like my grandma used to say.
Let me say this, and that shows how the media, I'm keen when it comes to media, I'm a real observative. They seen her walking through the stadium, through the tunnel, knowing she was going to be headlined. They made sure they put her on the big teleprom for the world to see that. Now, if it was
right.
a private individual, just a regular old Jane walking, they probably would have stopped her at the door. They probably wouldn't even
yep.
let her in the stadium. You know, so that's the media, you know what I'm saying, highlighting that type of activity.
Well, my grandmother used to say, why buy the cow when you're getting the milk for free?
Get the milk for
yeah.
free.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, you can use your EBT card with that one, huh?
Wow. Oh, my. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it was another powerful hour. We're going to bring everybody back and continue to talk about this subject, just even some more dialogue as we continue to build our community. But at this time, I would love for everybody to get their tag. Those who would love to get their tag, how can we get in contact with you? Starting with the baby of the bunch, my little mama, Kiana.
All right.
How we can get in contact with you on social media.
So, Instagram, Twitter. I guess you could follow Snapchat, too. It's my middle name, and I altered it to be Cheyenna Baby, so it's spelled Cheyennabby. For Twitter, just drop the Y. So
okay, all right, Ned. Bottom line.
Everybody online can email me, producerreggie@yahoo.com. You can Google the Streetwise Artificial Intelligence Technology. That's Streetwise Artificial Intelligence Technology. You can read about it on Google. You can go to sweetcorporation.com and see what we have going on. And you can always tap in with Mr. Sean Ross and get my information, my direct information. I appreciate everyone on the line and the dialogue.
All right, thank you very much. Dr. Lil Glow.
Ditto, I echo his sentiments. Always a great time in the space. Be Lead Grow. So BELEADGROW.com.
All right, DJ Sir J Boogie.
At all social media, Facebook, IG, Twitter is at DJ Sir J Boogie, DJ SirjayBoogie. And remember that life is a gift. Stay positive, be productive, help others, denounce hate and negativity, and promote love.
All right. Hey, I diddle that. Mama Glow, you want something you got to say in fast 30 seconds?
I think he said it right there.
Amen. I think that's confirmation. Thank you, Mama.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and tell Mama Linda we love her. And Mama Linda got to be on the next show next week. We're putting the APB out on Mama Linda. We're going to stay prayed up. I want to thank each and every one of y'all, my village. I thank each and every one of them from the bottom of my heart to be my lifeline, my heartbeat, my everything. And I just want to say that. And we'll see y'all next week on the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session.
And I didn't get a chance to do this, but hey, to everybody celebrating anniversaries, you know the kids, we love y'all. Bye bye.
Yeah, this is a story of famous dogs. For the dog that takes this tale, we'll be busy.
Hey y'all, thank y'all very much. Thank you, Lil Glow. Thank you, Jay Boogie, for everything. We about to end
this session.
Here. I'm tired, my voice is gone. It's a wrap. Love y'all. See y'all next week. Much
love
and respect.
Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Peace.
Okay. Love y'all. We're real.